Carol O'Forey. By the Skibenga?
All right, if you're just joining us, welcome, welcome. We have a situation where Anonymous from Pinetown wrote in, and she says she heard the conversation we had on Friday. So just for context, on Friday, we did a whole thing with Bizarre Stories around Germany that's come up with a new law that from day one of being sick, you have to produce a sick note. And they even go as far as to say that you can't call in and say, I have one, but I'm sick. You have to literally fax or email or whatever. Your sick note, right? So we had this discussion and it prompted Anonymous to send us a mail saying at their company, a lot of people were abusing the sick days. A lot of people taking days off. And so company has now said, if you're going to take a day off, you need to produce a sick note, right? And by South African law, we all know that, but South African labor law says that 2 to 3 days and then a sick note must be produced. But let's all be honest. We know that certain companies put things in place and then they only realize that baby, you can't do that when you go to the long haul of going to court. It gets very messy. It's CCMA, it's all of that. And then only then is it like, no, you can't do that. And that's the reality on the ground. Let's be honest. There's a lot of clauses and things that are in contracts that are not supposed to be there. And only when you're in a legal battle and you start now combing it with a labor law tooth comb, do you pick up that, and then when you are in the court of law, you end up winning your case. But to get there, it's messy, messy, messy. And there are some companies that will push the boundaries to put employees in line, right? Now, let's forget the fact that by law, we all agree there's a law that says only after 2 to 3 days. We know this. Let's talk about the situation at hand. This company is obviously pushing the boundaries, and I'm sure there's many others out there that have clauses in there that don't make sense, that are not necessarily legally binding, but they're there to sort of control the masses, if I can put it that way. And we have a situation now where Anonymous is in this position where they had to give a sick note after falling sick. So let me read the note quickly. It says, hey, Carol, Anonymous in Pinetown. I was listening to your show about the Germany sick leave. At my company, too many people have been abusing sick leave. So management introduced a policy that says if you're off for even one day, you need a doctor's note. Recently, I had a terrible stomach bug and genuinely could not leave the house. I refused to pay hundreds of rands and a doctor's note to prove this. So I told HR, no thanks, I'm not doing it. And that if they want the note, they must pay for it. Now I've lost one day's pay. HR says I'm being difficult and my colleagues think I should have just followed the rules. Am I being a skibenga for this? Let's chat to Gregory now. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, Carol. How are you? Good morning to our listeners as well.
Good morning. Good morning. I believe you want to weigh in on this one, Greg.
Well, yeah. In fact, I just had an experience of this yesterday.
Wow. Talk to me.
My partner went to work. I didn't go to work on Friday.
Mm.
Now, she had an appointment for Thursday, which she missed.
Mm.
So she forgot to tell, she didn't tell him. So what happened the next day, I reminded her and we phoned him. We sent a message to her superior saying, listen, and sent proof that she's got an appointment and she sent the proof in. When she went to work yesterday, she returned to work yesterday.
Mm.
When she came back, she said, hey, they crossed her. They don't want that letter from the clinic, etc. They don't want a letter from the clinic. So I said to them, how on earth can they say that? Because it's a legal binding letter from stated stamps and everything from the clinic.
Right.
And in saying that, Carol, when you're going to the doctor, you expect him to pay between 400 to 600, sometimes more.
Yeah.
That's when you see the doctor.
Mm.
Then your prescription you're going to buy. So it's at least R1,000, which they don't get even half of that money what they're earning.
Mm.
So how is one expected to go and buy that?
Mm.
And you're earning a quarter of what you're getting from to pay by the doctors.
100.
So it's just not unfair. So I don't know with this guy. I don't think this person is going to be able to do the situation as well. It could be similar.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%. I guess the spanner comes in where everybody has been doing this. And why must you be exempt if everyone else in the business, when they get sick, they have been producing sick notes, whether they go to the doctor who's 200 rand or whether they go to the doctor who's 1,005 for the consultation. Mm. I think that's where the contentiousness comes in. Because I think we all agree the law is the law. But let's be honest, Greg, so many companies don't follow labor laws. And that's why they end up in the CCMA. That's why the CCMA has always got cases. Because not every company follows those laws as per. And then you have to challenge that and find money to challenge that, and then when you win, it's another thing also. So yes. It's tricky, right?
Yes, it's a catch-2. It's a six or one half of the other.
Right? And if you don't follow the company policy, you become the black sheep in the company, and then you find yourself being ostracized. So it's a 100%. Catch 22. So what do you say, Skebenga or not Skebenga, with all these scenarios in the air?
Like I say, I don't know what the situation with the person. It's not a Skebenga, because if you cannot afford, if I cannot afford to give something, how do I do it?
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough, Greg. All the best with your partner, yeah?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one, Greg. Thanks for weighing in. Greg weighing in saying not a Skebenga. If you can't afford to do it, you just cannot afford to do it, and the company should understand.
Hi, Carol. The Basic Conditions of Employment Act state that a doctor's note is only needed after 2 consecutive days off.
Yes.
So, and the company's policy can't override what the government's law
100%.
Says.
100%. That's why we have
CCMA. So therefore, her employee is the Skebenga, mm-hmm. and she's not. She's well within her rights to take a day off. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Carol. It's Manoj here. I don't think that person is a Skebenga.
Mm-hmm.
Company rules are company rules. Yes, policies are in place, but no policies are indemnified against the Basic Condition of Employment Act.
Mm. Hi, guys. Kevin here from Malvern. They need to understand that people are not robots, and we do get sick. And in fact, even robots and machinery break down. So, yeah.
Listen, got another one here. It says, hi there. I would like to share. Where it is? It says, hi, Carol. This is Chantel from Hillcrest. I don't think Anonymous is Skebenga. I don't think the company should have changed policy because of a few Skebengas that take advantage of sick leave. It should apply to all employees who have a pattern of taking sick leave often on certain days, as Anonymous goes on. Another one says, hi there. I would like to share where I work. HR tells me they will not accept a clinic letter for sick leave and that I should put in days leave. It's crazy, guys, and this is the moral of the story here, is that as much as there's labor laws, realistically on the ground, there are a couple of companies that don't even care. They'll make rules from the air. And then you end up in legal battles that cost you, the employee, hundreds of thousands of rands, only to end up winning or whatever. But Judge Sondo, tell us what's your verdict. Is Anonymous guilty or not guilty?
As Judge Sondo, I find the defendant not guilty. Ach, shem. Bak papela. They're full of nonsense.
Carol Ofori.